So how do you approach patients in the second line setting?
Well, if they've had a cytokine, it's obviously going to be one of the targeted therapies. I will give you an example of a patient that I would put on Torricell as their second line. It's a gentleman that's had also renal cell for numerous years, had about a 20-year break between his kidney and then recurrent disease. And then he got IL-2 and responded and was doing well for a long time and then started to slowly grow. But then he developed symptoms. He developed anemia and some night sweats. And so he was looking like one of these bad actors. So we put him on Torricell. He's had a major benefit from it in terms of his anemia, his well-being. He's doing things. But he also is very intelligent and had researched all the drugs. And he said, you know, I like to golf. And I can't golf if I have hand-foot syndrome, so I want the drug that has the least toxicity. And, you know, in fact, it's probably temsirolimus in terms of being able to continue to do things. I mean, there is fatigue. It is weekly intravenous, so it's inconvenient in that respect. But it doesn't have the hypertension problems, and it doesn't have as much rash or hand-foot as the other two drugs.
Assuming we could get more data on Bev alone, how do you think that would play out in terms of side effects and toxicity compared to the other alternatives?
Well, its only toxicities are really hypertension and proteinuria that's pretty insignificant in terms of clinical outcome. And, of course, it's a drug that most oncologists are already familiar with in terms of using it with other tumors. So I think in that respect, it's the easiest to use with the least amount of side effects. But again, the least single-agent long-term data.